The GPU Debt Loop: How Circular Financing is Funding the AI Buildout. A piece from IO Fund titled NVIDIA, CoreWeave, and Nebius, Inside the Circular Financing of the GPU Boom, earned 277 points and 110 comments on Hacker News, and may be the most consequential business story of the week. The article's core claim is that several major players in the AI compute ecosystem are engaged in financing arrangements that create circular dependencies. NVIDIA sells GPUs to CoreWeave through financing arrangements. CoreWeave uses those GPUs to provide compute services to AI companies, many of which are backed by venture capital with exposure to NVIDIA's stock. The GPU assets on CoreWeave's balance sheet serve as collateral for additional debt financing. That financing is used to purchase more NVIDIA GPUs. Nebius, the AI cloud infrastructure company formerly known as Yandex's international business, reportedly operates in a similar pattern, building out infrastructure on debt collateralized by depreciating hardware to serve customers burning venture capital. The IO Fund piece argues this structure means NVIDIA's revenue growth is partially self-reinforcing in a way that does not reflect genuine organic end-user demand. A significant portion of GPU demand is being driven by leveraged cloud infrastructure companies whose customers are themselves sustained by venture funding. HN commenters drawing bearish conclusions pointed to the fiber optic build-out of the late 1990s. Telecoms borrowed heavily to build capacity. That capacity justified further borrowing. And when actual traffic growth failed to match projections, the structure unwound sharply. WorldCom's fraud was partly a concealment of that underlying dynamic. Bulls counter that the comparison is imprecise because GPU compute, unlike dark fiber, is being actively consumed. Utilization rates on these clusters are real. Models being trained are producing real revenue for real end users. And the debt is against assets that generate cash while they depreciate. The more important bull case is that enterprise demand from companies like JP Morgan, Walmart, and major pharmaceutical firms, using internal capital, not venture funding, may be large enough to absorb a venture slowdown without cascade. Those enterprises represent a demand floor that fiber capacity never had. The critical uncertainty is one the available data cannot resolve. What fraction of CoreWeave's and Nebius's contracts are with venture-backed AI startups versus enterprises with independent capital? That mix is not publicly disclosed at sufficient granularity. The signal to watch is contract renewal rates over the next two quarters, rates dropping below 60%, or contract durations shortening materially would suggest customers are losing confidence in their own ability to sustain demand, the early warning sign of circular demand becoming real. Conversely, strong renewal rates and new enterprise logos and customer lists would support the argument that the demand base is broadening. NVIDIA's next earnings call, specifically geographic and customer type breakdowns of data center revenue, offers another data point. If hyperscaler CapEx levels off while pure-play AI cloud provider revenue grows, the circular financing risk is concentrating rather than dispersing.